So, wako uehi atu, waka mō ehane ka te. But Daddy, we are spirits now. We are going to leave. We'll never see you again, or you will never, we're different people now. We're going to the happy hunting grounds where the ghosts live. We're going, no, he said, I'll have to go with you folks. I want to go with you. Well, she said, well, you build a fire and burn yourself up. So he did. He jumped, he jumped back up and tried to throw himself in the, he couldn't stand it. He's just halfway baked. So the daughter said, all right, you come along. You'll never be in the air like we are. You're no spirit. You just travel down Paul Wilcon, you can hear us talk up there, you know which way to go. You have to go through five mountains to get there where the, this is a paradise place there. All right, she went, he'd get tired and sleep, but they'd wait for her, wander around. Pretty soon he came to these mountains, went. Here he came, it was daylight and evening. Oh, it was beautiful place, very pretty. Never seen such a pretty place. But all alone, there's no people there. When it got dark, here you saw people coming in. Oh, lots of people. They had pretty girls, that's what he had his eyes on. There's pretty girls, so he watched them, and pretty soon the handsome people come, and they were war dancing, they were gambling and racing. He just took it in all night. It lasted for about a month. He got tired. It got daylight. Everything was gone. He was all alone all day, and when night came again, they come, but he got tired of it. And the daughter noticed, what's the matter, Daddy? Said, oh, I'm getting lonesome. I think I want to go back home. I think I'm getting too lonesome here. All right, Daddy said, put us all in a pure, clean buckskin, wrap us up and pack us home. But when you come to these five mountains, never to look back, just head west always. I'll do that. So he packed them. He started. Oh, that's nothing. He said, it's a little light. No weight to them. And he started. He dressed and he had lunch and he'd go and night came. He'd sleep. They're just facing this way. Right here, it started to begin to get heavier. They were going to turn back to human beings if he made it clear through, if he never looked back. All right, here they were getting very heavy, and he dressed every now and then. He dressed and keep her going. Oh, they were getting, they begin to talk. You hear them talking and laughing. Oh, they come into life. He said he was happy. Here he was going there. It rained when he was down here. He was climbing up there. Here he slipped, looked back. His pack disappeared. He heard them talking, heard the daughter laughing, going, we'll never see you again, Daddy. Oh, he was heartbroken. When he got up there, he sat down and he cried, enemy art. His tears were coming down thick. All right, he wiped his eyes off. That's where he predicted. All right, he says, legend days will be over. Humanity is coming soon. No more legend days. Titwatityaya is legend days. There will be no more. And they will be sad like I am, broken hearted over my last child never to return again. Death takes her. And that's the way it's going to be. Years to come, people will lose their only child, and they'll have the feeling just like I have said. That's what, you know, we used to cry when my mother used to tell me, oh, we'd have tears coming, we'd kind of feel sorry, the way Coyote was telling. He was so sad, and that's what he predicted. And that's why these days, we are that way. Sadness comes to us. And that's what it started on the Coyote. And then he said, all right, I'll have to go home now and find my friend Fox. We used to always live together. So he went, and they lived ever happily after. That is kind of sad story, I think. Poor Coyote lost his only daughter. Yeah.